Grace, the lessons on grace. We'll sit down in a few minutes. Get your paper, whatever you want. The lesson on grace, the lessons on meditation. We will go to the lesson on praying in the Spirit. Those are powerful, powerful, powerful time and timing that we need to have going on. That was another one that I know that the Lord's going to bring up. We're going back, not going back over grace. We're going to grace, because not much was taught about grace, because we Baptists didn't understand it, or we Word of Faith didn't understand it, we Charismatic didn't understand it. That if think about it, everything already done. Look how y'all respond. Because you don't believe it. You don't have enough in you to really believe it like you should. But everything, every opposition, every problem you have is already solved. You got to come to the point where you hate sickness and stop being friendful with it. And you don't supposed to be on my body. And my pocketbook don't supposed to be empty. See, you follow what I'm saying? And so as we partake of his grace, and there's something I'm going to teach on meditation tonight that will take us some places we need to go. Let me go back over from Sunday in the Passion, Ephesians 4:11. Go to it. I want you to go back there, because it's Ephesians 4:11, because it, my first time, see, it showed me so much that the Lord is aiming to do now. Ephesians 4:11, how, where you should be as a Christian, how powerful you should be as a Christian without nobody laying hands on you as a Christian. Come on, y'all. See, y'all ready for that hand. And that's the time you lay hand. A lady come here. I had no idea. She came here because they found out that when I lay hand on people, they get pregnant. And she's sitting there. I don't know nothing about it. That day I called. Oh, everybody want to get pregnant. Come on. I didn't know. Nobody told me she was here. But God know how to meet you. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times he shocked me, you know. Man, why would I call the minister thing about pregnancy now? What is this? What I'm doing? But that's the way he works. So Ephesians 4:11, Acts 20:28, I think it is. The apostle, before he left a city, trained ministers how they should carry themselves and how they should train the people. And so we're in the apostolic mode now, in a prophetic mode of training and developing. I know a lot of y'all have grown a whole lot. A lot of things we've gone through. We have. Have mercy on them children by their Lord. Let me leave them alone. Have mercy. I sure don't want him alone. Halimokata. No. Every. Verse 11, I'm in the Passion Bible, and I want you to know, I'm going to stop some time here. It's not what I'm teaching, but I'm going to stop some time here. I want you on the bus. I want you on the plane. All right, on the jet. All right. Because she's taking off.
Yes, sir.
I got to really get all my, I don't know how many churches I got under me. I don't know how many ministers I got. I mean, there's quite a few. They're not doing like I want them to do. They're still preaching their own little messages. And their church is not going to be ready. They should be. Now, you got some of them really preaching, following their clothes, grace, and they're doing, that's powerful, putting something on the people. All right, the 11th verse says, and he has appointed some with grace, you see that, to be apostles. So that's grace right there, right?
Yes.
Some with grace to be prophet, and some with grace to be evangelist. Well, the evangelists don't have the grace that the prophet had. And some with grace to be pastor. The pastor don't have it. I've been pastor for a long time. We think the pastor was the top line. No, he's not. He's under somebody. But most pastors don't want to be under nobody. Because I'm the head of the flock. But spiritually, they're missing a lot of turns that need to be made. All right? Now, he's saying some with grace to be teachers. You see that? Now, and their calling is to nurture what? Talk about in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And prepare.
Yes, sir.
All the holy believers.
Uh-huh.
To do their own works of ministry.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
That's why we don't have much witnessing. I got a lot of members that never started witnessing yet. They don't know what to do. They don't know about no witnessing. Mind your own business. Damn, I ain't going to ask nobody that might sack me out. But that's your assignment. Your apostle, your pastor, do it every day. I'm looking for somebody. Not a day past. I don't look. I'm looking for somebody.
Yes, sir.
Church don't know nobody, no witnesses.
No, sir.
Church too busy trying to get prosperity.
Yes,
and the witness didn't bring the prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
it does. Wow. Y'all listen to me a few minutes.
Yes,
now. This is an assignment here, Lord, I tell you. And now the 12th verse in their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own work of ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. Look at verse 13. These grace ministries will function until we all attain oneness in the faith, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. And finally, we become one perfect man with the full dimension of spiritual maturity and fully developed, look at that, in the abundance of Christ. And then, our immaturity will end.
Mm-hmm.
And the church at large is immature.
That's right. Yes.
Now, because we knew 13 scriptures, we think we're real mature. You know, I'll quote the scripture to you. Yeah, what's your life quoting?
Yes, sir.
What's your wife quoting?
Yes, sir.
What's your husband quoting?
Yes, sir.
What's your children quoting? Them children. How old are them children back there?
19.
What are they doing? They have a program? What is it?
They teaching. I think my trailer's teaching.
Any minute, they might be shut down. Any minute. I've been like this all my life, all my ministry. I follow the Holy Spirit. You know, people got direction, but the Holy Spirit tell me to do something. I may miss it, but I'm going to swing it.
Yes, sir.
And then our immaturity will end. We will not be easily shaken by trouble. Isn't that something? Listen to that. Nor led astray by novel teaching.
Yes,
or by false doctrine of deceivers. Two things, novel teaching. What is novel teaching? They're teaching the same thing over and over.
Yes, sir.
Then the doctrine of deceiver who teach clever lies.
Clever.
And there's a word dancing in here right now called discernment.
Yes, sir.
As you mature, you become more of a discerner.
Yes, that's good.
And the nicest person in the world can be talking to you and talking to the nicest scripture and the nicest outline, and the corner go, I'm not going no further with you. That's what I want you to be trained. Because a name big, it don't mean nothing but no big name. Teach clever lies. Why clever lies? But instead, we remain strong and always sincere in our love as we expect to express the truth. All our direction and ministry will flow from Christ, lead us into deeper into Him, the anointed head of His body, the church. In verse 16, for this body has been formed in His image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one, and every member has been given divine gifts. That's you. To contribute to the growth of all, and as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love. Powerful, man. Now, from Joshua 1:8, Father, we thank you for the night. We thank you that your word will come clear, and that we thank you for every person who permits you to lead them here tonight, in person and online. Holy Spirit, we, to the gifts, to the fruits, to the administration, to the operation, we submit to you tonight, whatever way you want to train us and make us more matured in the spirit. We thank you for the assignment. We need help, and we thank you for the help. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to read one or two scriptures. Sit down so you can write a note. Holy Spirit, teach me how to meditate into the supernatural. Holy Spirit, teach me how. Now, exactly what happened in Joshua 1:8. Joshua, the Lord told Joshua, I'm going to show you how to get into the supernatural, that you won't have to depend upon men. Because I'm going to have you leading men, and you can't lead men and depend on them too.
Wow. That's good.
Other words, because you are sending you somewhere, and you don't want to cross that line, because you won't keep that man fine.
Wow.
And in the spirit world, that does not work. So the pulpit has to be independent of men.
Yes, sir.
Love them and serve them, but not control. Free to go in whatever direction God send you, because you don't know what nobody needs out here. It's a different situation they're dealing with. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So the Lord says, I taught Moses how to do that. Now I'm going to teach you how to do that. And he did it with one verse, Joshua 1:8. That's a verse that trains you how to meditate into the supernatural. In other words, you change your life.
Yes, sir.
The word cannot change your life without you. Memorization is not meditation. Meditation is staying in God's presence long enough for Him to conform something to you at another dimension. So He says here, all right, Josh, this is the way Moses did it. You could read more verses, but the 8th verse says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. See, going deep and deeper, that thou mayest observe to do according. See, you're not really going to do it unless you know it. And you're not going to know it unless you meditate.
Yes,
so the routineness, I don't know if that's a word, going through the routine, the regular, without fresh revelation, you don't have the power you need. Would you listen to the Holy Spirit if He tell you, pray 15 minutes in every hour of this day? Shoes, what shoes? 15 minutes of every hour of this day. And I'm going to flood you with some things you ain't never seen before. The time is observed to do according to all that's written therein. For then, now notice that last part of this verse. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And so the verse, all of it right there in the verse. How to do it, right?
Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit, teach me how to meditate into the supernatural. Holy Spirit, say it.
Holy Spirit, teach me how to meditate into the supernatural.
There is no other, I can't say it that way. There are particular streets that you have to go on to get to the supernatural. This is one of them. Praying in the Spirit is another one. Grace is another one. So that's why I couldn't say that's on the street. But meditating is stand with it long enough that you can get involved in the spirit realm with the Holy Ghost to open some things up you've never seen before. All right? And then I'll give you all the M's. You got your Bible, whatever, all the M's there. Each one of those M's are demarcation mark. You're growing more and more. In that verse, every M word you find, you're growing to another level. If you go to the next one, you're going to another level.
Yes.
Are you looking at it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Meditate into the supernatural. In other words, when he got to the end of his verse, he was God. Now you see, a rookie who have never meditated, never been in the spirit, will say you're being mistaught. But God have called you to be him.
Yes.
Call it mature. You call that mature. Maturing in the things of God. In other words, feeling, don't run your life. Because you're going to go through something. You're going to go through something, but you have to be steady by the word, not by what you're going through. All right. How was that, Lord? That's Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8 was, you notice the last two words? Come on, man, go on, say it. Don't be scared of that word, it's real. But you had to be full of the Spirit to have good success. Good success means everything working out. Now, not only in Joshua 1:8, there's another verse I want to show you before I start giving you points. Psalm 1, first three verses in Psalm 1. Now remember, we're going progressively into a depth that the Holy Spirit can come and minister to us. Meditation is one of the routes, major routes, to get to a sanctified life. See, you don't want success without sanctification.
I agree.
Yeah. See, Joshua 1:8 talk about the success. They tell you how to meditate on the word. But then you go over here to Psalm, and this young man in Psalm 1:1-3, make it clear that if you don't know how to meditate, you're not going to live a sanctified life. See, meditation takes you deep enough in the spirit that you and God become personal. And no matter what come up, you say, if I can get a little time to be with God,
yes,
I'm going to be all right.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And that's the way you want to be. You don't want to be on the phone calling everybody. Help, help, help. And they ask you, hell, I need help too. Now what y'all going to do now? So you notice meditation does not come without prosperity. You're going to see prosperity in here. But you're also going to see sanctification. You're going to see a set apart young man or man, whatever age you were. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now I'm saying meditation, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Second verse, see it?
Yes, sir.
And in his law does he what?
Yes.
How often?
Yes.
Now look what happened to him in verse 3. We're talking about maturity now. See, we're talking about maturing in the things of God. We're talking about an opportunity you probably did not have in the years past to go this depth, to go to this understanding of your relationship with God. Third verse said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. What planting him? Bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not also not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Is that possible?
Yes.
Why is not happening? Is that possible? Whatsoever he does shall prosper. Now, I'm going to tell you as your leader, whatever I do, prosper.
Yes, sir.
Whoever hang around me, prosper.
Yes, sir.
The anointing is there. I mean, it's real. And the Lord told me, don't bite your tongue. Tell them. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on what I'm teaching.
Yes, sir.
That is real.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not only teaching it, but I've proved it. Meditation. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 20. You see, all these verses have meditation connotation in them. Attending to the word, spending time in the word. Watch it now. Watch the 20 verse. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. That's a meditation statement. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Another statement, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
For they are life to those that find them. And what?
Yes.
So, meditation eradicate sickness. When you are a meditator, he sent his word to heal you.
Yes, sir.
And you walk around as a healer.
Yes, sir.
Not as a sick person. No matter what's on your body at any given time, you know his time will come. All right? Listen now, the only power the devil has in our lives is deception. But he can't deceive a meditator. A meditator thinks just like God.
Yep.
A meditator will listen to you and let you talk and say all your points and call you a lie. Mm-hmm. Listen, the only power the devil has in our lives is deception, which is fully overpowered by the truth. Well, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Turn there. That's where the imagination at? I think it is. We're going to have to find it.
Yep.
What verse it is?
Yeah,
five. Verse 5. What he want to do is create imagination in you with symptoms and certain things that come up. If you don't know how to catch him, that imagination is then going to trip you.
Right.
Uh-huh. But go back up, because he said a weapon of our warfare or not count. I mean the fourth verse. But what? But how? Mighty? For what? Casting down. Go to the next verse. Every high thing. And bringing into captivity. See, that's where meditation comes in at, too. Imagination is something not real or present. Now the Bible, right, get this down. The Bible called positive imagination, hope, substance, evidence, and all these must be stirred up for faith to flow in the supernatural life. Faith take it and make it flow. And so he wrote, I wrote, in prayer, you are receiving or being deceived of your heavenly right. I want you to get that. You are receiving or being deceived of your heavenly right. And read it. We got to take it like this. This culture that is coming is dangerous. They look successful. They look like they're doing everything right. You got jumpy songs, you like them songs, and they're doing all kind of things. And you got to have discernment. Not just insight, but discernment to deal with this.
Yep.
Turn to Psalm 19:14. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my man. Glory to God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, so your mouth can't be right if your heart not right, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Ephesians 4:27. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. So wait a minute now. Here's something I'm studying. The devil can't get no place in your life unless you give it to him. You're stronger than him. But through deception, he'll try to make you equal. But Christ in me, the hope of glory. Great is he that's in me. I'm a world overcomer. I'm quickened by the Spirit. Satan don't want you to know. Is it what is this voice saying? That if Satan get any place or the devil get any place, you gave it to him. And when you don't know something like you're learning now and the impartation being placed on you, you think you're fighting a good fight on your back.
Wow.
Talking about hallelujah. You ought to be hallelujah on the top.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say hallelujah now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I want to bring you to the top. Say it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. Psalm 49:3. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Good God Almighty. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of. Now, what you got to do? You got to these verses I'm giving you tonight, you got to meditate them.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I've meditated them, but I can't give you everything. You got to get it yourself.
Amen.
Write this down so you can block it out. Imagination will be used against your life if not properly dealt with. Now we read that in 2 Corinthians 10. You remember we read that?
Yes, sir.
The Spirit of God said to me, notice the images of Satan is always projecting things are going wrong. He always tells you things going wrong, even when things not going wrong. And you have to have an element called discernment to don't waste your time binding him. Just shut up and keep walking. See, we waste a lot of time binding somebody who already bound. In Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, negatively speaking, Satan will get your imagination out of control. And when he get it out of control, all kind of things will be going on. So the Lord had to stop these people in Genesis 11, 1 through 9, because it says here, for footnotes for you tonight, don't let your imagination get from under the Holy Ghost. Don't let your imagination get from under the Holy Ghost, because it will go crazy. Your imagination will have dreams, all kind of stuff. And tell you do this, tell you do that. And say, apostle, not the apostle, you the apostle. Or something, you know, just get you off track and mess your life up. And you think you're right. Now, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to say something. It's changed your life, what I'm about to say. Turn to Ephesians 6. Satan cannot do anything to you without your cooperation. Oh, no, y'all didn't take that good enough. That's a powerful statement. Satan cannot do anything to you without your cooperation. You mean to tell me every time I had a problem, I was cooperating some kind of way? Absolutely, me too. But where you at now? Look at where you are now. You can stop and check. Let me check this.
Yes.
Before I get upset.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Before I get in fear, I'm going to stop and check this thing. Where did this come from? Who is this? What is this?
Yes, sir.
Because there's a vast word floating in the air now called authority. See, you have authority over Satan and all demons. They don't want you to know that. They'll bluff you. But you got authority because you got a name that's above all names. Last time I heard, they called him Jesus. He never lost a battle. He came here just like you to show you how to live in the suit. The body, your body, is God's suit. And Jesus came here to tell you how to wear the suit. He stayed in total victory in every situation. Food ran out, he called some from heaven. Storm come up, he said, shut down. Yeah, I'm over you too.
Yes, sir.
Pass a little dead point and say, get up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
You packing that power.
Yes, sir.
Religion is a robber. Revelation is a razor. Are you listening?
Yes.
So there we said, Satan can't do anything to you without your cooperation. I told you Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, I'm just giving you the scriptures because I can't read them all. Now, here it rhymes. But when I heard it, I said, it's good to give to the body of Christ. Meditation shuts down all false imagination.
Yep.
Romans 12, 2, go there. Meditation shut down, be you renewed. Be not conformed to this world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, listen. This is some powerful instruction.
Yes, sir.
Don't set you up with your Wednesday night thinking.
Yes, sir.
You understand? It, because if you go over this and begin to shift, you're going to see your life shifted.
Yes, sir.
And everybody in here got some drifting in their life.
Yes, sir.
Human. But you can change it.
Yes, sir.
By taking these impartations and putting them to work. Keeping your mind on God. Look at Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Keeping your mind, Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Keeping your mind on God. Now, you know, like I say, I'll just tell you. 51 years, my mind never got off of God. I don't care where we at. I don't care what kind of balloon cakes they got and all that decoration. I'm still listening. I'm always listening. We could be laughing and talking, but I'm listening. I want to hear, I'm looking, woo!
Yes.
I want to hear God's voice.
Yes, sir.
So there's nothing in this world. I rode in Rolls Royce and all kind of cars, jets and no, but I'm still listening for God.
Yes, sir.
Them things don't really impress me. But he wanted me to have them to show that what I'm preaching is true.
Yes, sir.
Evidence.
Yes, sir.
Where we are now? What we dealing with? What I said last. I will keep him in perfect peace. Keep your mind on him, right? Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. That's where we were?
Yes, sir.
Keeping your mind on God?
Yes, sir.
What the third voice said? 26:3. Mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Go back to the fourth voice now. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen. It speaks for itself. You will now be able to flowing in the benefits of knowing how to unlock the spirit of understanding. Meditation releases divine wisdom for every situation. Divine wisdom for every situation, Reverend? Yes. Let me give you some things that meditation will apply to your life. It'll break religious mindset. Strengthen your physical body. Tap into heaven revelation and mysteries. I'll go back over. Receive holy boldness. Open your seer's eye to the unseen realm. Shift spiritual atmosphere and pray perfect prayer. You know some of the things that meditation will apply in your life. Break religious mindset. Thank God. Hallelujah. Break religious mindset. Strengthen your physical body. Tap into heaven revelation and mystery. That's powerful. Yeah. Tap into heaven revelation and mysteries. It will cause you to receive holy boldness. Listen now. Open your seer's eye to the unseen realm. Shift spiritual atmosphere and pray perfect prayer. Let me go over this, tap over this right quick, and I'm going to close. Meditation position you in the supernatural realm. That was Joshua 1:8. Meditation position you into the power of sanctification. Mm-hmm. As I say unto you by the grace of God, since I've been in ministry, since I've been saved, God kept me into holding it. Why y'all so quiet? But I stuck in the word. See, it's not going to happen automatically. I was in the word daily. Best part of the day. Still is. I don't see nothing else to do. Once you find out the truth. So meditation, I want to remind you, we talked about meditation put you in authority over sickness.
Yes.
Proverbs 4:20-23. And I typed in here, taking supernatural medicine. That's what meditation is. In dealing with the subject, I'm closing here now, in dealing with the subject, and I was praying in the spirit, and I heard these words. Learn how to pause and let mercy and goodness catch up. Learn how to pause and let mercy and goodness catch up. Now look at Psalm 23:6. Show the goodness and mercy shall follow me. Yeah, quit following. Stop, let them catch up. Show the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. But in the spirit realm, he's telling me how to stop and let them catch up.
Yes, sir.
When you meditate, spending time with just you and God, goodness and mercy will catch up with you.
Yes, sir.
I believe you caught tonight.
Yes,
I believe some changes are going to take place in your life. Everything is not jumping around. You got to study. Show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I appreciate you being wise enough to be here. You're going to be to help a lot of people. A lot of people who think they're in spiritual control, they're just emotional. There's a difference between emotion and emerging. And what I'm having to do is emerge you all in the spirit where you don't have to call me. If you call yourself.
Yes, sir.
Get on the phone. I'm calling somebody. But I got a problem. I'm calling somebody. And dial your own number. And your phone rings. Hello?